Please welcome Charles Lehrman.
Thank you. Good evening. I'd like to tell you about the man in the red jacket. And I met him several years ago when I was living in San Diego, and I wasn't really being sarcastic about living on planet Earth. I don't have an address. I have kind of been on a faith walk for a while, and so I've resided here in San Luis for a bit of time, but planet Earth is where I'm from. So this man in the red jacket I met during a low spot in my life, and I was living in San Diego, and I was doing lots of walking, and every morning he'd be out walking in this very affluent area called Rancho Santa Fe. And so I met up with him, and he let me walk with him, and I didn't really say much to him. I was kind of in my own soup and had my head down, but every day, didn't matter if the sun was out or not, he'd be picking up stuff, or if we passed somebody, he'd be sweet to them, and I just didn't know what the heck he was so happy about. But I knew to hang with him. And so after a while, we got to know each other, and he started telling me about his life. And he started from before, so we kind of went in reverse order with him sharing. And I just wanted to be around his energy, so I listened to him. And he told me about the time he had everything. And he had this big house, and he was in aviation and selling aircraft and teaching people to fly aircraft and had a wife and an ex-wife and weighed about 300 pounds. And this guy was like in really good shape when I saw him, and I couldn't imagine him weighing 300 pounds. But he was sharing with me that the weight wasn't just his physical weight, that the weight of all that was like pushing him down. And that when he got to the place where all of that went away, including his vision, like everything he was doing was aviation related, and he was nearly blind at one point, and like people didn't want him flying them by Braille for whatever reason. So I said, so what happened? And he's like, well, it just started going away, and when it was going away, he thought it was a good idea to push the rest of it away. And he said to me, at least I still had my wife. And then he got an email from his wife that she wanted a divorce. So like he was free. And so he started walking and just like feeling really connected with people, and which is why I wanted to hang with him, because I was going through some stuff too. And so I couldn't imagine what that was like. And this was like before the economy took a turn and the real estate took a turn. And he had invested everything in real estate. And I don't know what age he was. I think he was 50. And he like pushed everything into this project thinking that that would take care of his retirement, which he didn't have. And he just kind of got afraid and invested everything in this real estate project. And he was selling jets and teaching people to fly jets and going on, and then was all in on this real estate project. And the jet company went bankrupt, and his vision went away, and I don't have to tell you what happened to the real estate. And then, like I said, his wife asked for a divorce, and so like he was free, and without any, I don't know if concern is the word, but without any restraints or ties to the world. And yet he was the happiest guy I ever met. And oftentimes he had, you know, a dollar in his pocket, and that's all he had. But he trusted, and that's what I was missing. I was missing that trust. And so every single day, no matter what, I'd walk with him. And it came, you know, towards the end where, like, my housing situation was about to change, and it was time for me to leave him and to kind of do my own walk and my own connection with people. And there were many parallels that I had with this guy. So I came up here. And I came up here because I was candidating for a job being a motivational and spiritual speaker in Oceano. And I didn't get the job. I missed it by 2 votes, and I'm really glad I didn't get it, because I wouldn't have wanted to get it by 2 votes. But I love this area, and I have a friend in Cayucas that I've been flying up for years to hang with him, and So when it came time for me to like land for a bit, it was here. And so now I'm here, and I am the man in the red coat.